How can we make India a sporting nation? So let's get in ideas. Vinil Krishna is the Special Secretary to Chief Minister and Commissioner cum Secretary, Sports and Youth Services Department of the Government of Odisha. I want to welcome you, Mr. Krishna, and also appreciate the great effort which is now being called the Odisha model as far as adopting a sport is concerned. Thank you so much. I'm sure had Major Dhyanchand been alive today, he would be extremely proud of the Odisha government, of the sort of effort that you have done. Thank you very much. So this goes out from the entire team right here at NDTV. Charu Sharma is the director of Pro Kabaddi League and a cricket commentator. Thank you very much, Charu, for joining us. We are going to keep this part of the discussion, in case all of you are wondering, completely non-political and to discuss the future of sports and building a sporting temperament in this country. We've had enough of politics already. So Vishal Uppal, captain of the Indian Billie Jean King Cup team and former Indian Davis Cup player. Shimon Sharif, former international shooter. Mr. Meer Ranjan Negi, former hockey coach. Mr. Negi, good to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you very much to all of you all. Vinilji, I would like to begin with you. And my first question to you is, when was this realization in the Odisha government that we need to adopt this sport? We need to do this for Indian hockey.
So I think it has developed over a period of time. This basically comes from the vision of our Chief Minister, Sri Naveen Patnaik. Now that it is very quite famous that he used to play hockey as a goalkeeper in his school days. So he has that special love for hockey. But importantly also, there is a lot of hockey craze among the people of Odisha, and which was very clear when we were organizing some of the tournaments, where whether it is a sunny day or it's a rainy day, you find the stadiums full of crowd and they won't leave even if it is a heavy downpour. And over a period of time, we developed this relationship also with Hockey India, which I should also appreciate that they are one of the most professionally run sports federation in the country. And therefore, at the back of the mind of our Honorable Chief Minister also was there that people believe that hockey is the national game, even though it is not notified as the national game. To bring back that glory of hockey, which we have only heard about and, you know, one or two generations, we have not seen India playing so well at the international level. So over a period of last 7 to 8 years, this entire thing has happened, and the support for hockey from the state government of Odisha and Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has happened.
That's right. Charu Sharma, you know, I want to ask you this question. Can India see itself as a sporting nation? And when we say sporting nation, we are looking at nations like Australia, you know, where there is great sporting literacy, where there is great focus on sports. What needs to structurally change for us to be there?
Sanket, thanks so much for asking this. May I ask you a question in return? Are we right now starting a two-day symposium or a 15-minute show?
Well, I can just say that we have about 20 minutes. That's as honest as I can be.
So, you know, what can I say? I'll try and be very succinct. Sure. It might take us another 30, 40 years, and it'll take a huge restructuring. So let's take a look at the main players. One of the main players, of course, is the government. The government, as I've said before, has 45 more important things to do than look after sport. We are still a poor nation. People might argue we're a developing nation. But, you know, you go to the finance ministry, the files are what? You know, 10,000 people dead there, a big flood here, a big landslide there. You know, money is required for all sorts of things, but it is not reaching. So sport is like number, you know, 89 in the priority list. So it'll take very long for the kind of funds that need to come from the government to sport. But, you know, they're doing what they can. Okay, let's park that. Then it needs to come from the corporate sector. On one hand, we're saying we're some 2 trillion economy. We want to get to be a 5 trillion economy. Companies are doing really well. Profit after tax, blah, blah, blah. But the kind of corporate support that's coming to sport is, I mean, you know, by the time the drop comes into that ocean, it's vaporized. Next to nothing. So they need to do a lot more and start adopting, as you said, this Odisha model needs to happen from, you know, the top 100 companies of India. And if they absorb, adopt sports, one each or whatever, and really pour funds into it rather than saying, where's my ROI? It's not going to happen. So, you know, it's still a very individual effort in India. I mean, you can ask Vishal what it takes to make a tennis player. He has to be overseas all the time, probably, you know, $150,000 a year, over a crore or whatever every year.
Yeah, let me ask that question of Mr. Vishal. Mr. Vishal, you know, yesterday we questioned Manpreet, who is the Indian men's hockey team captain. And I asked him, what can the country and its institutions do in order to invest in you? I mean, as an athlete, you are invested in your sport. But how can the country invest in you? Now, you know, as an individual, my ability may be limited. Questions can be asked of the media that it's great that we are having this discussion right now. A week from now, we will be discussing the same old political discussions, which is a fact, as sad as it sounds. But what is the investment from the country and its institutions that are required? For instance, as Charu mentioned, the private sector.
Yeah, you know, Sanket, I think obviously the private sector definitely has to get over its hangover for ROIs. Like, you know, Charu said, we see news day in and day out, XYZ company, profit after tax, 3,000 crores, 4,000 crores, 5,000 crores. And we're like, okay, can you put like 10 crores in the sport and that might really help the sport? Please do it. You know, but every time, you know, we guys go to corporates to say, hey, can you sponsor this tournament? Can you do this event? Let's bring more competition to India. Let's sponsor more athletes. Let's give them more funding. We're always given, sorry, man, no ROIs. I'd rather, you know, put an ad on Instagram. That'll get me more eyeballs. So we have to get over this hangover. We have to get real. And, you know, every 4 years we wake up when the Olympics come. We start having discussions. Oh, what next? What next? What next? And then cricket series is on. And after a week, everyone's going to forget about the Olympics and what the Olympians have done. You know, so I think we have to make a very big collective effort. And it has to be sustained. It cannot be, you know, time bound in the sense that, okay, we'll talk about it for the next month. We'll be all excited. And after that, you know, to apni gali, mai apni gali, let's all go our own way and make our own individual efforts. It doesn't work that way. If you look at countries abroad, look at the kind of investment they're putting into sports. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Year after year after year. And they start early. They don't give you support and recognition after you've become something. Mm. They help you become something.
Well
the
said.
Support has to start from the get-go. You have to support 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds. Give them a future. You know, today, most of our sporting talent kind of falls by the wayside by the time they're 16, 17 because they don't see a future beyond that. And then parents say, देखो पढ़ाई स्पोर्ट्स में कुछ हो नहीं रहा है पढ़ाई करो तुम तुम्हारा कुछ नहीं होएगा यू नो दैट एटीट्यूड विल चेंज ओनली वंस वी मेक स्पोर्ट अ रियल प्रोफेशन इन दिस कंट्री वेयर वी एक्चुअली पीपल कैन अर्न अ लाइवलीहुड आउट ऑफ इट अ रियल लाइवलीहुड सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल दिस इज अ रेजिंग डिबेट इन द वर्ल्ड ऑफ टेनिस राइट नाउ दैट अ टेनिस प्लेयर इफ यू आर नॉट इन द टॉप 100 ऑफ द वर्ल्ड यू आर एक्चुअली स्पेंडिंग मनी ट्राइंग टू प्ले अ प्रोफेशनल इवेंट That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be in a situation where you are supporting kids and not just one kid, not just two kids, hundreds of kids, boys, girls, from the age of 10 onwards, 12 onwards and helping them grow. That's how you're going to create a structure from where you can create more athletes. You know, so I think we have a long way to go. We need a lot more corporate support. I agree with Charu where the government has so much going on and it has so much on its plate. That to put everything on the government, I'm sorry, we can't just do that. We have to collectively come together. The corporate sector really has to take the lead. I mean, for example, look at what Mr. Pawan Munjal has done for, let's say, golf. Tomorrow, Aditi Ashok might be winning a medal for India. Hmm. Women's golf. You know, there are, I think, 40 professional women golfers in India, only 40. But he has supported that event, the DLF group. They've supported golf. Hmm. And look what golf is doing right now for India. You know, so similarly, if other corporates catch hold of sports,
adopt a
and
sport.
They say, okay, adopt a sport, not just one. Let 10 corporates adopt one sport. It's too big a, you know, an arena, too big a journey for us to go cover, for us to become a
I
world
I think, Vishal, the point that you
sport.
And Charu both mentioned is this term, which is a favorite term in every corporate boardroom meet, you know, Mr. Sharif, and that term is ROI. Right? There is not enough return on investment. Either you follow this Odisha model, and I'll come back to Mr. Krishna and ask him on what ROI is. I feel there is fantastic ROI. You need vision. Because once these athletes start performing, Mr. Sharif, then sky is the limit. The world is your oyster. Do you think that the private sector or the corporate sector or even governments, because sports is a state subject, do not have the vision to invest in sports and see that ROI? You know, I'll use another corporate term. They don't have that horizon to see the ROI. Shimon Sharif.
Well, Sanket, I have a little different take on this. Charu and Vishal were talking about
the financial backup.
And you had asked how can India be a sporting nation. So I have a different take on it. Well, first of all, we need to see sport as an instrument for social change. If we can make sport into a social movement, if everybody starts playing a sport, if we go to a social gathering and if we, instead of asking, what do you do? If we start asking people, what sport do you play?
Wow.
Then we will see a change in the mindset of this country. So agree, financial backing is important. But if we have to make India into a sporting nation, we need to play a sport and get involved with it.
Well, well, well said. Mr. Negi, you know, I want to come to you. What happens is that whether it is the women's hockey team or the men's hockey team, or for that matter, any sport, any sporting event in this country, whenever there is a victory, we see to highlight the struggle of the family and of the athlete, the sort of humble backgrounds that they came from, how they struggled. You know, Krishna Punia said that she had to get her shoe mended by putting the sole of a tire because she was extremely poor. And we kind of romanticize this fact, and it just makes the struggle story makes the win sweeter. But do you feel that somehow we've kind of gotten used to this situation where we will have these stories, we'll keep talking about these stories, and then forget about it 10 days from an Olympic? Like 10 days later, what happens?
Absolutely. Actually, we are showing the struggles of only those athletes who have won the medals in the Olympics. Take the case of Lovlina. She had no roads in Assam, in her house. And I ask, you know, whether it requires a medal to make a road in her house to give her those facilities, those type of facilities. And this is not a stray incident. So everywhere across hear these stories of Rani Rampal, who is playing with a broken stick, you know, who starts her career with a broken stick. Our Gurjeet Kaur, her father, traveling 15 kilometers on bicycle just to see that her children, they get to play a little bit. So these things all needs to be changed. In a nation which is one sport nation, all disciplines should be taken equally. You know, whenever the Olympics or the World Cup happens, you see our nationalism, you know, it flourishes. And after the Olympics, everything just boils down. So this is a high time when steps need to be taken, and something very drastic, something very some sort of revolution in sports needs to be done. Mr. Charu Sharma, he has shown the world that, you know, apart from cricket, there are other sports which can be promoted. It is not that. And I salute, in fact, Mr. Patnaik, who has this reason of promoting hockey. Yeah, and it is unbelievable, a person. Actually, I believe Mr. Dilip Tirki, who was the captain of the Indian team, who played more than 300 Olympics, must have, you know, he had a role to play
in this
type of expulsion. So those people who are at the helm of affairs should be surrounded by those who want to do something in that particular field. In the sense, in case anything is asked for in a sport, there has to be a sportsman. In case anything is asked for about the science, then there should be a scientist. Here it is not like that. Only the politicians, and they decide where to keep the astrotop, where to give the facility, whom to give the award. This is not fair.
You know, like Charu Sharma was saying that a government has to worry about 100 other things. There are like a ton of files, which is correct. I'm sure there were a ton of files in the Odisha Chief Minister's office as well. But he managed to prioritize this. And because, Mr. Vinil, I want to come back to you, because sports is a state subject, do you think that this Odisha model can serve as a model for other states? Fine, I understand funds will be a problem, but then you've got to manage in this. Either we say we don't want to invest in sports at all.
I think, first of all, it's very important to understand what is this Odisha model that we have been hearing in the last few days. Odisha model is not a model of sponsorships. It's a model of partnerships. It's very, very important to understand this very important difference. This model emerges from the realization that if you want to achieve something big, it is very important to create, it's very critical, in fact, to create like-minded partnerships. And therefore, it also emerges from the realization that there are limitations of government, there are strengths of government. Once we understand that very clearly and try to understand how these partnerships can be made. For example, government is good in making the infrastructure. That kind of a money nobody else will be able to put in. So we put in the infrastructure. And these partnerships are very important. The stakeholders we have to identify. For example, who are these partners that we have? Let's take hockey as an example. So our partners in hockey are the Hockey India. We have a corporate partner who's Tata Group. We have the coaching partners. So Tata Group has brought in Bovlander Academy from Netherlands. So we have established a high-performance center also in Kalinga Stadium.
Nice.
So what the government does is in terms of creating this beautiful world-class infrastructure, which is Kalinga Stadium. And we have provided, of course, we have provided sponsorship, but it doesn't end with sponsorship. It's a long-term partnership. And Hockey India brings in that it's very important also for governments, which we have also realized that we have to work very closely with the sports federations.
Correct.
They are a very, very important stakeholder in this entire entire sector. So Hockey India brings in their professional knowledge and professional experience.
Well,
of
sir. And you provide the facility. So it's a partnership where everybody does their part.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. And together with the Tata Group, we have established what is now known as the Hockey High Performance Center, where our girls and boys are getting trained. So they bring in the flexibility. You know, why we have involved a corporate? Because government always has a problem in terms of flexibility in spending the funds.
Correct.
So we put in for major amount of funds in
they
terms of...
They didn't complain of ROI, did they?
Sorry?
I mean, since ROI has been spoken about a lot, they did not complain about their ROI, did they? Return on investment.
No, they have been quite generous. So they help in bringing the best of the coaches. They take care in the nutrition. And sport is now not just about a coach's passion or player's passion.
Sure.
Sport is more of a science. So there is a huge amount of nutrition-related knowledge, psychology-related knowledge,
true,
technology that is involved in the sport. So you know, all these things can be brought together by a private partner. It is quite difficult
and
for
facilitated
a government
by a government.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Among the dozen of files.
That sounds like a lot of support.
Yeah, Mr. Vishal.
Sorry, if I can come in very quickly.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of support, but it should all trickle down even to the grassroots. That's very important. You know, that's where we go wrong. We see a lot of huge cash incentives flowing for the Olympic medalist. But how do we get that support to the grassroots level? I mean, that's
to create Olympic medalists.
If I may just come in here.
Yeah.
So to extend this model is not just limited to the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar, where Indian team camps there, and we organize big tournaments like World Cup and so many other tournaments. This partnership with Hockey India and let's say the Tata Group, it goes right till our grassroots level, where now the government is investing 200 crores in creating 20 hockey training centers with AstroTurf.
Wow, very nice.
As rightly said, in the advanced countries in Europe and other places, they start playing on AstroTurf at the ages of 7, 8 or 9. Whereas our kids start playing once they get selected at the state
that's
level.
True. That's true.
Only when they come
so
to
they
the
state. So they don't have an early start. I think that's very important. And my next
problem.
Yeah, my next question is related to that only. And before I come to you, Mr. Vishal, Charu Sharma, see, the point is, there is a proposal from many former sports stars that sports must be made a compulsory subject in school. You know, this point of catching them young, I wanted to ask you, if there are marks attached to sports, right now it is a fun activity where there is no grading, nothing, right? The moment it becomes marks oriented, then it becomes a subject. And thus there will be seriousness attached to it. Do you think this is an idea whose time has come?
Well, listen, I'm not going to dump on any idea. All ideas are good and all ideas are cheap. But for starters, let me congratulate Mr. Krishna and his entire government, because Naveen Babu obviously has the kind of mandate that he can make this happen. Because in most sports, you know, it's going to be why that sport, why him, why them, why their company. You know, it's just a nightmare. Hmm. However, to answer your question, yes, sports can be made a compulsory subject. But I would like to throw a little unresearched figure. Hmm. I think 89% of the schools in India don't have a square foot to play any sport. So are we talking about some academic subject that who did this in 1913 and who did that in 1949? There's no place to play. So, you know, what are we talking about? But yeah, I mean, if schools can create a little more infrastructure, great. If not, then it's an idea, you know, just an idea.
Just an idea. Correct. Vishal, you wanted to come in.
Yeah, so two points I wanted to make. One was, you know, just for the corporate sector, if they want to look at ROIs, please look at what Odisha is getting, the accolades they're getting from the entire nation for what they've done for hockey. That's ROI right there. Hmm. They've been doing it for an extended period of time. That's ROI right there. Today, you say hockey, you say Odisha. That's the bottom line. So that's ROI. So that's one lesson I think the corporates can learn. The second point I'd like to make, Sanket, is that in the entire sporting structure of this country, if you look at this current Olympic that we're watching right now, majority of our medals are being won by women athletes. Women athletes.
Oh, well
and
said.
Do you know the kind of investment that goes into women in sports is probably 100th of what goes in for men.
Zero, says Charu
Sharma.
There is so much
talent in, you know, in the women's space. There is so much talent. And when are we going to start supporting them? When are we going to see that? Look at this Olympics. How many women have got a medal for India? The first three medals, when people were kind of losing hope.
You know, one women athlete.
Olympics.
Vishal, you'll be happy to know this. Yes. Just to further your point, one women athlete, and Mr. Negi was there on that show, said the time has now come to say beti bachao, beti padao, and also beti khilao. So you got to increase,
correct,
you know, move to the next level now.
Yes, of course you have to. So, you know, I mean, I'll give you a small example. Mm-hmm. In last year, the Indian women's tennis team, which plays the Billie Jean King Cup, we qualified for the World Group stage for the first time in our history in 40 years. Nobody even knows that in this country. Mm. Why? If you're not going to start telling sporting stories on a day-to-day basis,
correct,
how will the people of this country get to know about these acts? When I was growing up, when I was playing, Sanket, Times of India, Hindustan Times, Hindu newspapers, they would come and do stories on us. On national level players, they would come into stories or not. Today, if you look at a newspaper, you're reading about La Liga, you're reading about Bangladesh versus Kenya cricket. Who gives a damn, man? Support your own players.
Well
grow
said.
Them. If people don't get to know about your own players,
I think as media organizations, we are also to blame. I agree with you. And Charu Sharma
so
seems to agree
to
with
be,
everything that you're saying today.
Charu and I go a long way, and we've had many conversations. And, you know, I also agree with Shimon. You know, Shimon, it's a part of a collective system. We have to make sport a way of life in this country, and that's where it starts from. I'm very happy to know that a lot more corporates, a lot more average people in this country are taking to fitness, taking to running. It's a good step in the right direction.
Okay, sadly, I'm running out of time, but we're sneaking out.
Sanket.
As sad as it sounds, I'm running out of time. Quick, 1 minute. Mr. Charu Sharma, you wanted to come in, and then Mr. Negi.
No, I mean, you know, where do I come in and where do I stop? You know, but I will say this very quickly that, you know, there's this whole grassroots thing that we talk about. There are 1.3 billion people. Now, I'll give you a very small anecdote. When I was trying to get the Pro Kabaddi League going, a lot of people in their wisdom said, oh, you know, you should really try and popularize this Kabaddi thing in schools first. Or once it gets popular in schools, then you can try and do a league in it. I said, yeah, sure. There are about 1.2 million schools in India. By the time I start with popularizing this in schools, I'll be 10,049 years old. So then do you want me to do a league? So, you know, it'll get popular on its own. There's a lot to be said for a trickle-down effect. Hmm. If you have a professional league for any sport right at the top, there's a lot of aspiration and inspiration that it drives.
True.
And of course, people will start then seeking, you know, more and more infrastructure or more and more facilities, or they spend more and more time on it. True. So, you know, it can't be done ground up because it'll take 10,000 years.
Correct.
But, you know, at whatever stage it's done, Let's do it. The government is a facilitator. The private sector is the provider. And somewhere in between, they'll find the right path with enough checks and balance.
Correct. Which is what Mr. Vineel is trying to present as the Odisha model. Mr. Negi, quick last comment.
I think government is doing lots at the higher level, but still nothing is being done at the grassroots level. And I feel that there are no tournaments absolutely for women. The cities, particularly, they are not conducting any tournaments. And then it is all depends upon the administrator. Then the administrators are those people who have never played that particular sport who they are heading. So this is high time that a change needs to be there. A sports person who has represented something, who loves that particular sport from the heart, he should be made the head of the particular association. And then only things will change. It is something very ridiculous to see every time the same mistakes happening time and again.
And, correct.
And really nothing is happening. Believe me.
And we seem to be wallowing in
self-pity,
which is...
who speaks very high, they must go down and see whatever is happening in the villages.
Well said, Mr. Negi. You know, a constructive government and these big corporate houses who have the money, the muscle, the power, will see these as great suggestions and perhaps a way to boost up or rank up their ROIs as they've been discussed in this discussion.
It should be return on national pride. R-O-N-P.
N-P. Fantastic. Fantastic.
And not just a big corporate. Every small corporate can contribute
everyone.
At a local level.
For
everyone
national
needs
pride.
To contribute.
They can surely do that for national pride. Thank you very much. Great solutions driven.
One quick point.
Yeah, sure.
Not
very
only
quickly.
Corporates, a lot of people, public can also support. I mean, this is a model followed in USA. You can get a lot of support from crowdfunding also.
Okay. Interesting solutions. I hope people are listening. Because beyond these celebrations, we have to keep celebrating sport so that come Paris 2024, we have a bigger tally and something to be proud of. It will be a moment of national pride.